most of these islands have extensive ice cover and permanent snow cover, and there can be some, in this particular case, a very small headland which was exposed and had small ice-free areas on it. And in our moss bank in this location was about, it was about a metre diameter, a circular bank of about a metre diameter and about 40 centimetres deep. And it really is quite isolated. There was 15 species of bryophyte found in this region, this small region, along with both species of the vascular plants that you find in Antarctica. But it's not at all, in this region, a hugely green area. It is largely rock with small, very small areas and crevices in which the plants can get a hold and start to grow and start to develop.
And so what is it like being down there?
It's an absolutely amazing experience. It's a real privilege to go and work in this isolated and delicate part of the world. And we go there to collect moss samples, water samples, data logger samples, which are collecting sort of temperature and humidity data. I personally find the icebergs the most mesmerizing part, both the sound as you're lying in your tent and they carve off at night and they're breaking up and you can just hear this crashing boom into the ocean, and the huge landscapes and seascapes that you can see with nothing that's man-made there at all, just you in this little tiny island